Welcome. This is the Circle of Life teleconference for getting information and answering questions about the Circle of Life. Welcome. It's February 5th, 2009. And I'd just like to just share my enthusiasm for the Circle of Life, especially for what the coaching is doing with it nationally. We have this nationally trained coaches who are working in really exciting work. We have people in health educators in the military who are bringing this forth to families in the military, especially the Air Force, bringing it to our Air Force leaders and to their families and their communities. We have it in the YMCA, where they're bringing it forth as a mind, body, spirit. The original intention of the Y was to not just work with the body, but to work with families and community in mind, body, spirit. We have it in hospitals that have been using it for 10 years and getting one hospital, St. Charles Bend in Bend, Oregon, got 57% less medical claims using the program, got insurance to cover it because of that. And they used to have a program called Medical Symptom Reduction Program. And it was everything from having headaches to obesity to heart problems to cancer. They'd all come together for 10 weeks. And they did assessments, all kinds of blood work and body checks and psychological workup and after these 10 weeks. And they would meet for 10 weeks in the hospital. It would be patients and staff at one point and also the community. And they would meet for 3 hours, and they would do the Circle of Life process, and they would do the other part of the program called the Healer Within or the Mind-Body Self-Care Practices. They did that for 10 weeks, and they got such phenomenal results no matter what the health condition. So that's what's going on since 1997. We have it right now at a Circle of Life teen program that we're extremely excited about being piloted in the schools. Two of the Circle of Life coaches have developed a program that they're piloting for age 11 to 15, because coaching is all about having people find their inner power, find their answers within, feel that confidence, use their strengths, and really create and fulfill their dreams, whether they're for their health or for their life or for their work or for their joy, whatever it is that they really want to create. So it works in so many different capacities. The program's been since 1986 when we used it clinically in a health clinic. My background is in occupational therapy, so I've worked both in Western medical as well as alternative or integrative medicine. And so I brought the this into kind of what I call the mainstream, where we bring it into companies for wellness programs and wellness retreats, workday retreats, as well as in churches and synagogues at healing ministries. We have a lot of church members and clergies and nuns that use this, and yoga teachers and Tai Chi teachers are using it as follow-up. They're teaching their yoga and Tai Chi, and then how do you integrate healthy living? You're doing these classes and yoga and Tai Chi. You need the class, the follow-up. How do you actually bring a healthy way of living into your life? So, and since the Circle of Life looks at 12 dimensions, it can be a life coaching program, a wellness program, a mind-body health program. And because some of the unique qualities of our program makes it conducive to all kinds of populations. Again, we have a participant guidebook. We teach mind-body self-care practices, and these really help to resource people and get them rebalanced and revitalized and really easy to teach, and it makes an added value to your coaching work. Also, one of the big points is that we do group coaching, and in group coaching, it greatly increases your hourly fee because you can provide an alternative to one-to-one coaching, which reduces the client cost, or you can combine the coaching, the one-to-one coaching with the group process. Also, the groups can meet after you've been running the group and continue in peer accountability. It's also a really great way to enter into healthcare when you do groups. You can do all kinds of lifestyle, behavioral change, teaching kinds of self-care practices. So you can use these in spas as well as private clientele. Also, some people, you know, they need a group because they don't have that support in their family. And when they meet together with their group, we have the power of the group, the wisdom of the group, the experiences, the support, the energy of the group. So the Circle of Life has been the only wellness group coaching process available up to this point. And since our track record's been for so many years, hospitals, University of Minnesota used it as a web-based program. They got a grant from the NIH and spent, you know, $250,000 building a web program using the principles of the Circle of Life, and they call it Circle of Health. In business, you can use it for stress mastery and stress resiliency, for peak performance, work and life balance. And right now, all of us are needing to keep our jobs and stay healthy or get new work. So we need to keep, everyone needs to stay healthy and join together in communities. So it's really nice for groups and individual coaching. So we have lots of great stories. I just want to share a couple of them. One woman who was in our group, one of the coaches always shares stories of and testimonials. So again, it's all across the country, everything from, you know, disabled teens to senior programs to people in midlife making their changes. One story was a plumber who was 50 and just had a lot of addictions. And when he was coached in the Circle of Life coaching, he found that what his addiction was about is he really wasn't living what he was passionate about, is he really loved people, and his work was really hard on his body, and he didn't enjoy it, and he was just doing it for the money. And he turned out he wanted to be a therapist, and the plumber turned out to be, went back to school, and he worked with people with addictions, and then opened up his own center, and started that at 50. So by the time he was 56, he had done all his training and opened up, was so fantastically successful, opened up his own clinic. And then one of the women in my group had been trying to lose weight for 53 years. She said she felt like she's trying to lose weight since she was born. And she tried every methodology, and it wasn't until she came to the Circle of Life that she could really use the powers. There's 15 powers in the circle. And self-inquiry and the power of tuning into yourself and finding your inner knowing and following what's really true to you, being authentic with yourself. And she found by looking at the 12 areas of her life that she needed to address other areas first before she could work with weight loss, because it was more like treating the symptom was gaining the weight and the weight, but the root cause was more her relationships and her self-esteem. And so when she started working with healing and resolving relationships and having more self-esteem, she naturally is able to change her diet and her exercise and lost 60 pounds in a year after being in the Circle of Life support group. So we have story after story of people, no matter what their situation, that when we look at a person as a whole person and look at these 12 dimensions of life, that every part affects the whole. So sometimes we think we just want to work on one aspect of our life and it's not really working. Let's say it's finances or work. But really, the reason why we're not making enough money is because we don't have good self-esteem. So we'd want to work on the self-esteem part of the circle as well as our work and finances. So again, we have people losing weight. We have people getting healthier. We have people finding community people to be sharing these goals with, so that they're not isolated by themselves, but they're in a community that's ongoing. And we just it's just a very exciting time. So now I'm going to go to some of the questions that you've asked. So if we could go to, is it Dania? Would you star 6?
Yes, Rebecca, it's Dania.
Dania.
Yeah, that's okay.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
So would you ask your question again? You said about, is there a telephone training? That's your first question.
Yes, I just wanted to confirm that for those of us who are not in California, that there is a telephone training program that can replace the three-day on-site, and you said that is correct.
Yes, that's kind of a new program. I'm currently doing that with a group of people who've already trained as coaches. The Circle of Life offers things that other coaching programs don't, so I'm running a telephone training with those who've already been trained by other institutions because of the Circle of Life offers on-the-ground retreats, one-day wellness retreats, work retreats, corporate retreats, church retreats. It also has group coaching, also has one-to-one coaching in person and on the phone. So it has a lot of different formats, and the participant guide and the mind-body practices that aren't offered in other trainings. But I will be having regular telephone training so you can get the complete training. It'll probably be about 10 to 12 sessions, a couple hours a week, and I will post that in the near future.
Okay, that's wonderful for those of us who don't really want to invest in the time or the travel.
Yes.
Although we are foregoing the benefits of the one-on-one training, too. So everything's a trade-off, right?
Yes, but you're going to get the training, and I've trained other people by phone. And because of the training materials and the ongoing support of the Circle of Life, we have ongoing monthly mentor calls with our trainers. We have a coach resource page with brochures and templates and articles and things to support your coaching practice. So it's an ongoing support. So your next question is that you're not in healthcare.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so why don't you ask those questions? You said that you were not in healthcare, and does that really work?
What I'm struggling with is, and I know that you touch upon marketing and starting your own practice within the training, but what I'm struggling with is, and I know that this, one of the things that attracted me to this was that this is a system that is rooted in a history that's already established, and it's kind of like you take out of the package and you can use it. So that was very attractive. But at the same time, I'm not a therapist. I'm not coming from the healthcare field. I have an advanced degree, but I'm a market researcher, and I'm struggling with, to what extent am I going to have to market myself and the system if I focus in on the individual-to-individual coaching versus, related also to going into hospitals or medical facilities or churches. I'm sorry, I'm rambling.
Oh, that's fine.
I mean, basically, how many people out there are aware of Circle of Life that would be open to applying this system to improve the quality of their life? I mean, am I going to have to educate them and build awareness on the system on top of marketing myself? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's a very good question. It's true that we are in a really new wave, a trend. Like, health coaching is just growing. It's being studied at Duke University. They're using it. I was at a conference where they're using it at IBM, and they're using it in Mayo Clinic, and they're using this in many, many different capacities.
Okay.
It's still a new wave, and there's still, just like anything new, I don't know if you all remember before massage was really popular, or acupuncture.
Yeah, right.
My husband's an acupuncturist and also co-wrote this book and co-founded our organization called Health Action. Well, he was an acupuncturist 30 years ago, and I met him 25 years ago, and nobody was getting acupuncture, and hardly anybody was getting massage, and now it's like everywhere.
Right.
And he predicted when we developed this program, he said, this is going to be everywhere. And so it's the same kind of merging with, like you said, the knowledge and understanding. So just like massage and acupuncture is now prevalent, where it was practically invisible 25 years ago or 20 years ago, in the last decade, coaching is really rising and getting more visible, and people say they even see it in commercials. And at the same time, just like massage and acupuncture and healthcare is still on a growing educational level. And a lot of people, because it's about self-responsibility, it's about the person being their own expert. You can be giving them information and resources, but they're going to be the one who makes the choices, and you're helping them to be accountable to what they really want to create in their life. So a lot of people still want to be fixed, and they want to go medical, and that's the, you know, tends to be the American way, is like, what's the shortcut? Although what's been found is that drugs and surgery do not necessarily heal you, and they're extremely expensive. So we're spending billions of dollars on unnecessary treatments when people could just take better care of their health. So the direction of our economy is going to be on more self-reliance. What America was built on is self-reliance. So we're in a trend, but you will, it depends on where you are and what your niche is. And in all coaching, no matter what school you go to, if you talk about marketing, you talk about a niche. And a niche means, where are you kind of just an expert, or something that you're really passionate about or that you know about? So there's coaches that coach parents. There's coaches that coach people in marketing. There's coaches that help people with, you know, work-life balance. There's people who help people with coaching with surgeries. It just depends on what it is that you'd want to be, what's your niche. And so there are people who are successful who have no degrees, and there are people that have, you know, tons of degrees that I've taught, and they just can't get it going on, you know, can't move forward. So it's always up to the individual. The good thing about our program is it has a good track record. We're not huge. We're, you know, we've always been just kind of really living the life that we teach, a balanced life, so we haven't spent our time, you know, working 7 days a week marketing. So we actually live what we teach, which is to honor your family and your health and well-being, and just let it grow at the rate that it's growing. So it does have some people know about it, and some people have never heard about it. Just like almost every coaching organization, there's only a few that you've heard about, but not too many that are actually known in organizations. So it's a kind of a mixed answer. Is it's really great to have a system that's ready to go. 1, 2, 3. It's got a tool set ready to go, so you're ready to go coach for a lot less money than most programs. Yes, you will have to market yourself because you're an entrepreneur and you're out marketing just like any entrepreneur, any product, any service you have. It is building that business. Unless you have a niche and a network where you can just kind of drop into that. Like some people have you know, connections with doctors, some people have connections. One of my coaches is working with divorced women because she has a couple, she went through divorce, and she's got a connection with a couple divorce lawyers and said, hey, I've got some, you know, coaching steps for people who are going through that transition of divorce. And she has like 3 or 4 divorce lawyers who refer to her.
Okay.
So are you understanding what I'm saying about the niche and the network?
Absolutely. And I guess just carrying that that thought through, so if I was interested in, I guess I would have to approach like a hospital or a wellness center. I'm in Michigan, so I mean there are major hospitals here, and I would have to sell my services and my expertise to give them a reason to hire me to coach a specific chronic condition group or a group of cancer patients or something like that. There aren't hospitals that employ these type of coaches to provide that service to their patients. Is that correct?
There are hospitals that usually in a hospital they're going to, it's true, they're going to want somebody more that has a healthcare kind of license.
Okay.
So if you're doing wellness, that would, you know, you could probably do it, but it would be a little more challenging because they usually would hire a nurse.
A nurse, yes. I've seen that, yes. Okay.
But if that's your passion, there's other, you know, maybe there's other people that you could be talking to, you know, doctors who work on oncology, or again, if that's, is that your interest personally, or do you have experience in going through cancer, or something that you have this desire to support people in that, or?
No, actually, I would not want to support cancer patients. It'd just be too sad for me. But that was a good example. That's all.
So. Yes, so sometimes people, again, who've gone through a challenge and they've gone through it, like I always think of it kind of like there's a tunnel and you've, you know, you've been through the tunnel, you've got a flashlight, and so you're able to help people
through
the tunnel. So if there's something that you have either skilled in or managed or had a victory over and that you want to support others in that same thing, that's a great form of coaching.
Okay. All right, thank you. That all makes perfect sense.
Yeah, is there any other questions you have?
There might be as the discussion goes, but that was like one of my biggest questions.
Okay, great. Thank you. Penny.
Yes.
Hi, Penny.
Okay, can you hear
me? Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
So your question was about the Canada scene.
Oh, yes. You're coming to Edmonton, I guess, aren't you, at one point again?
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm looking at doing the training in this last 2 weeks of September, and I'm going to find out who's interested in the Canadian training and where they most likely would come to Edmonton or Calgary.
Oh, okay. Well, great. If it's Calgary, I think I did email you with regard to try to see if you'd be interested in going to the mountains.
Well, of course,
and having
I'm a
training in the mountains.
Yes, well, I'm definitely going to schedule some days to go to Banff because I am a total nature nut. But when we're doing the trainings, they're very training heavy. You know, they're not. There's really not much time because we do. We make them short so that people can attend them financially. So there's really not very much time to really do a lot of retreat. Now, at my advanced skills training, which I have for all kinds of coaches and counselors and social workers and teachers, then we do these in beautiful places.
Okay. But at this moment, you haven't decided if you're going to be in Calgary or Edmonton in the fall?
I'm
going to
see where I get the best response for the most people would attend.
Oh, okay.
And that will be the last 2 weeks. So I'll be putting out an email to our Canadian friends, which we're looking forward to.
It would be terrific to have this type of training come up here. At the moment, I've just started with a group called the Body Mind Nutrition Center just to become a holistic nutritionist. So it'll probably all tie in quite nicely by the time you do come to Canada.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah,
so
we have nutritionalists, we have career counselors, we have social workers, we have teachers, teen leaders, peers. I have seniors that learned how to do this and are sharing it with other seniors. We have just every profession and non-profession, anybody who really wants to make a difference and really empower people in this really exciting movement. So I have career counselors who are working with No matter what area you work on in your life, there's other aspects of your life that are either supporting you to move forward in that part of your life, or they may be draining your energy. So let's say somebody's working in their career, but they don't feel the confidence, they don't have the self-esteem, or maybe they don't know how to communicate in relationships, they don't know how to deal with conflict or communications, or maybe they're not that healthy and they need more vitality. Or maybe they're not really following their passion, or they need to tune into what their life purpose and passion is before they decide on their work. So every part affects the whole, and in the circle we always look at the where the person's strengths are and where their strengths are in any part of their life, how they affect the whole circle, how they affect your whole life, and how to channel your strengths into the area that you want to change or improve. So I'm really looking forward to, I had a great time with, I love my Canadian coaches. We did just one training. I just recently met two more Canadians in Calgary that said, hey, come on up. So I'm really looking forward to that, to the end of end of September.
Oh, well, that would be terrific. And the only other question I do have is, have you ever, I know there's a, I don't know if it's part of this group, but a Tai Chi facilitator as well?
Yes.
Is that only in Santa Barbara, I guess, where they teach someone to become a facilitator?
Well, is Rhonda, are you still on the phone? Rhonda?
I had to unmute myself.
Okay.
Hi.
Rhonda, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Rhonda Ritchie, and I am trained as a mind-body teacher. You're interested in becoming a Tai Chi Easy facilitator?
I was interested in having that as a background as well.
We have three trainings scheduled this year. The first is the last week in June at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Then there's one in mid-July at the National Wellness Conference in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. And then the third will be at Esalen Institute in, I think it's like the very first week of September, in the tail end of August. So those would be three trainings you could choose from. If you want, stay on after the call. I'll give you my phone number, and I can answer more questions for you.
Oh, that's super. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Did that give you enough to answer?
Yes, it was just another part because I do Tai Chi.
Oh, wonderful.
I was quite interested in this. It's a bit of a shorter version, I think, rather than taking 4 months to learn it.
We can go into that when we talk on a time,
okay.
Not on this call, but
yes.
Make sure
yes.
you get my number.
Yes, if
thank
anybody's
you.
Interested, just email me and I can put you on to our combination is called Health Action, and there's two components, the life and wellness, mind-body wellness coaching part of the program organization, and then the mind-body health and well-being part of the program, the mind-body practice, which is Tai Chi, Qigong, mind-body max, all different versions and levels going from something that you learn in a day to 5 days to a week to a 200-hour program. So if you'd like to, and that's my associate and husband, and I put that together starting about 25 years ago. So if you're interested in that part of our program, just shoot me an email, and I will get that to Rhonda.
Oh, thank you.
She can put you on that mailing list.
Okay.
So thank you, Penny.
Okay, thank you.
So anyone else have a question? So I'll take a deep breath while we're waiting. Sometimes unmuting takes a moment.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. It's just fascinating listening to all the conversations, and my interest is just in I think it's more or less for myself to sort of reinvent myself. That's kind of where I am in my life. I'm 47. I just moved to Santa Barbara from Hawaii, and I had a clairvoyant center over there for 5 years, and then that kind of fell apart, and then I went into the hotel business and got laid off because the economy just took a nosedive, and, you know, I'm in Santa Barbara now. I was hired at the Four Seasons, but then I got laid off again, so I'm sort of kind of in this place of wanting, you know, trying to figure out how to take all my skills and maybe put it under one umbrella and, you know, kind of figure out how to push through this stuckness that I feel that I'm in. And so I think, you know, this life coaching, it sounds like something that would help me on a personal level to kind of move through some blocks that I may have and then try to figure out, you know, how I want to reinvent myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what my question is, but
uh-huh.
I guess, you know, you may have people come, I suppose, just for their own self-knowledge, just to,
yes.
to learn. Yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
It's one of the main things people say when they come to the training is the first client you have is yourself, and that's
uh-huh.
what's so beautiful about the trainings is you'll be working with other trainees in your group, and the first thing you start doing is working. We work with you as a coaching client and a participant
mm-hmm.
in a group. And the center of the circle is self-care. So how are you taking care of yourself in your finances, your work, your play, your spirituality, your exercise, and it really helps to clarify your own direction.
Yeah.
And clarify your own direction, and then you have a step-by-step process, and you see the power of coaching because you're in it yourself and you're practicing with other people for free. So I have had some coaches that decided, you know, they didn't even get into the coaching part of it until a year later. They just really wanted it for themselves. It was a springboard. It's also some people use it as one of their tools. Other people use it as something to put their work into, like they didn't want to reinvent the circle or reinvent the wheel. And so they would, again, put what they already do and put it in this, because our program is not content-focused, it's process-focused. So it's not about, you know, we're not going to give you a lot of knowledge about everything. We're just going to teach you a process, how to take, how to move forward.
Yeah, and that's support. What I'm looking for.
Yeah. So, yes, it's very common because we all need coaching, and every good coach has coaching. I get coaching on a regular basis from different people at different seasons of my life, and it's the best investment I ever make. So it's wonderful you have these great peers that can support you to move forward in your own life.
Right, that's great. Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm looking for. And also, I know that you had mentioned, I think briefly you mentioned something about 13 different techniques that you use in the Circle of Life.
15 powers that are built into the process. The powers are like in the process of some coaching processes, but built in completely into our program, where it's some of the powers are that this fail-safe, that no matter what you do, you're not failing. If you're moving forward in your life, let's say you said, I'm going to take these actions, and then you don't take those actions. You made that, set up that accountability, and the next week you go, well, I didn't take them. So what is the victory? We always celebrate the victory. What did you learn about yourself? Was it too big a step? Is it something you're doing for the wrong reasons? Is it not the right timing? How could we shift it? What really works for you? Or if you're blocked about something and you're not getting through, maybe you need some different kinds of resources or support. So coaching is not the end-all answer for everything. We may say, here are resources for you. Here's a person who does kind of clearing when you're emotionally need clearing. This person really works really well with natural healing in this capacity. So it's also a resourcing and education. So we also work with accountability, and they say that 65% more likely to be successful at taking actions in our life and fulfilling goals if we write them down, and we are 85% more likely to succeed at taking actions and fulfilling our goals if we have accountability. And that was from a Harvard study. So what happens in all my groups, since I've been running groups for 20 years, from every capacity to, I've had all different titles for it, you know, women moving forward and, you know, breakthrough, breakdown to breakthrough, and all kinds of different titles for the process and stress mastery. Is that people are setting steps, they're working out what is it that I need to be able to go forward emotionally, practically, spiritually, skills, and I'm celebrating all the victories and steps that you are taking and having accountability. And that accountability, all my groups, all my clients say there is so much power to that because it helps you stay focused.
Right.
And then you're working with your coach. Again, if you're not achieving those, there's no failure. It's just, what do you need? What do we need here to, what's the strategy or the support that you're needing, or what's the block so we can really get through it? And
now,
so there's 15 of those powers built in. Excuse me?
I see. Is this part of the training then that you're doing in April, that first
yes.
week, I guess?
Yeah, okay, this is
so
all in the training.
Okay, so you'll cover these 15 powers, and then
yes.
there'll be time to process and to work through that stuff
absolutely
individually.
Yeah, what happens with the training is, again, we've made it short. I'd like to do it in 5 days, but I found that with people's budget and time, just like some people were expressing on the phone, is for people to take off time and to pay for the training and take off time is quite expensive. So I've made it a 3-day training. It's a Thursday night. We get together from 7 to 9 and introduce the process. And it's all day Friday, all day Saturday, and a half day Sunday. Then there are 4 follow-up calls with me or whoever the trainers are. Then you are working with your peers. You have 10 calls that are scheduled, and you're required to do 8 calls with your peers. So you're practicing, and the coaches just love it. You know, they just love working with each other, and they learn so much, and they move so far forward that many of them just continue on and on and on. And then we have after those peer calls, I have a monthly mentor call where we have subjects and we just answer any questions and support you every month. And so it's an ongoing process. Mm-hmm. And then we have a new program, our new advanced skills program that we just brought in this year for those of you who just want to, you know, just keep going. But most of the people, I mean, I've been training for 10 years, and most people, this has, like, been a complete system for them.
Mhm. Mhm. I see. And it's something you can continue to utilize. For months and years. I mean, once you're connected to this group.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we have once you're in, you're in, and I have coaches that come to my mentor calls that were trained, you know, 5 years ago, and I have people that were just trained 5 months ago on the same call, and they trade ideas. They're very creative. You know, coaches are usually very creative, positive, I call them just kind of juicy, passionate people. They're usually just wonderful people. They're innovative, and they're, you know, really looking into people's potential. And I just learn every time I'm on a call, these coaches just come up with these incredible ideas and support each other.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. No, I think it's great. I mean, it's important for me to have some kind of a support
community
group, too, you know,
absolutely.
You know, focus and kind of get through the, you know, the stuck places. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Great. Well, I'm very, both Roger, Dr. Roger Yonka, and I both are very, we built this on the idea of community. And so we really like the Circle of Life community. He's got the Tai Chi community. We really believe in helping each other and supporting each other, and that we really need each other, and that's part of the circle.
That's wonderful. Now, as far as I'm living in Santa Barbara, so are there groups that meet regularly on a regular basis in Santa Barbara? Is it all by phone?
It's all by phone right now because even though I've been here, we had a clinic for 10 years, a holistic clinic, a comprehensive clinic, you know, with massage and yoga and acupuncture and herbs and counseling and physical therapy and you name it, a full-on clinic for 10 years. And then we both got pretty toasted on it because we're spending most of our time running the business and having practitioners and instead of doing what we really love, which is to teach and empower people and to continue and bring out their brilliance. So we wrote books and started training and just started training mostly nationally. So most of the calls are we haven't really been very focused in Santa Barbara for a long time. We're pretty nationally focused. So the support is on the phone.
Okay, great. And then I know the training is not until April.
Yes.
And so would there be things that you could recommend that I could do to maybe books or something I can do to start to prepare myself for the training?
Yes. If you could shoot me an email, I could maybe think of some books that I refer to. I'd like to think about that for a minute, though.
Okay, sure.
But everybody's got my email, Rebecca@CircleOfLife.net.
Rebecca@CircleOfLife.net.
Mm-hmm.
CircleOfLife.net. Okay, great. And so then,
You can just shoot me an email with that question. Okay. And then I can give you a list. And anybody else who is interested, I can email that to you if you have further questions after this call.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
All righty. Thank you, Lisa. Okay. Welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And anybody else have any questions?
Rebecca, it's Dania again, and
yes.
I have one more question.
Sure.
Can you help me understand the differentiation between therapy and coaching? Just listening to you and based on the research that I've been doing, there is a bit of a fine line here,
mm-hmm.
and coming at it without any, you know, counseling experience or licensing or anything like that. Can you just help me understand where that fine line is?
Yes, and I'd be glad to send you a little a paper that I have that this kind of describes the difference between them, between therapy and being the expert is what we call it, being the expert or being a coach. And it's really best if you don't have a therapy background in many ways, because it's really hard to get used to the way that coaching is, because in the expert kind of perspective is that you're trying to fix somebody or fix something. It's very problem-oriented. And it's also asked the question why, you know, why did it happen? And a little picture I like to use as an analogy. It's not true of all therapy, because some therapies are very solution-oriented and very present moment and moving forward. But some therapy is about, like, if you're in your car and you're looking, you know, you're in your car and you're looking at your rearview mirror and you're saying, oh, I'm looking at my past, and why did I do that, and why did that happen, and, you know, it's like why, the question why. And in coaching, we don't really care about the past or the why. We're looking forward in your car, where do you want to go, and how do you get there? It's just like your navigator in your car, you know, those Magellan navigators. If you just put in the address, it tells you how to get to where you want to go. You are here, and this is how you get where you want to go. It doesn't say, like, you know, why did it take you so long to, like, get here? Why have you been lost for so long? So it doesn't dwell on the past. It's really present time, although we've learned things from the past to help us to create our futures, but it doesn't dwell on a person's story about their life. It's more about what is it that you want? What are your intentions? What do you want to create? What resources do you need? Let's get a map, you know, let's get clear on your direction, find your North Star, get the resources you need, you know, get ready for the journey, get your travel companions, find out if you need a mentor or a teacher or skills or something to help you, finding out, again, what the person needs, or a healing practice, what is it you need to reach your goals and fulfill your intentions. And we work so much with intent. What is the intent of the person? So in therapy, and nurses, social workers, consultants, often they look at your problem and they give you an answer. With coaching, you look to the person to find their own answers. We believe that the person is whole and doesn't really need fixing. They just need guidance and support and accountability to find out what it is they want and how to move forward. And to really tune in to their own authentic knowing and their own authentic self. So we believe the person has the answers within, and if they don't have it because they don't have the knowledge, then we help them to make a plan how they're going to get that knowledge. Rather than, here's the answer to your question. I've got the answers. I know what you should do, and advice, and it's more about, I have some ideas, would you like to hear them? And the person says, yes, okay. And they're just options and ideas. They're not advice. They're not how to do it. They're not instructions. So does that help to?
Yes, and that's very consistent with what I've read on my own. I guess I'm just fearful that there is an underlying assumption with coaching that the person doesn't have any pathology. And I'm just afraid that I may not recognize that there is pathology, and I certainly wouldn't want to do more harm than good, because I didn't have the skills to recognize that it's not a coach that they need, but it's a therapist that they need. And so I'm just fearful of that.
Well, there are books, Therapist as Coach by Pat Williams, that talks about being a therapist and going into coaching. But I think I could find some articles or chapters that help you to know when it's time to refer to therapy.
Okay, all right. So I shouldn't get bogged down in that at this.
No, that's really, and it's not very common. And you usually figure it out because the person, they're just emotionally not able to move forward because they're just crying all the time, or they're just, and some, not everybody's coachable. And we also find out we have something called readiness for change assessment in the circle of life, mm-hmm. to see, are you really ready to make this change? So because I worked a lot with cancer groups and AIDS groups and people with MS, and I worked with the families after people had passed away and people that have passed away, is that, like, when people are in grief, it's not really always the time that they're ready to make a change.
Mm.
So the readiness for change helps people to see where they are ready to change. And then we will, and I can definitely, if you have a specific question like that, I can help to resource you to guidelines about when it's time to refer to a therapist.
Okay, that does make me feel better. And then one final question, which is kind of related to the therapy question. If it is therapy, you know, many insurance plans cover a certain number of therapy sessions.
Yes.
I can't imagine that any insurance plan is covering coaching sessions. So, you know, what is the proportion of the normal population out there that, especially during these economic times, that are willing to pay this kind of money for a personal coach? I'm struggling with that aspect as well. It's not like they can submit this to their insurance company and get reimbursed, but obviously there are people out there that are willing to pay for this.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's different, you know, no matter who you are, there's always, like, you know, there's times that people thrive even during times that are hard. And it's always up to you, really, you know, to kind of tune into that. It really depends, again, on who your niche is. You probably don't want to go with people who are, you know, just lost their jobs, even though they really need it. There are people that still have plenty of money and are working people that need, you know, support and balance and can afford these kinds of services, and that's where you want to go for first.
Okay.
Like when I worked in, when I started doing this 20 years ago, coaching wasn't even happening. It wasn't even a word. I couldn't even tell. People would ask me, what do you do? I go, blah, blah, blah. I didn't even know what I was saying. Well, I could never figure out what to say. Well, let's see. My friends would refer, well, she does kind of well. You'll just feel better when you see her. So I found that, you know, that's the advantage of a group, is you can do like a one-day wellness or a one-day coaching day for the group, and then people, you're getting paid, and it's not that expensive for the group, you know, each participant. So you're making money on a one day, and then those who want to go proceed with you can go continue with you one-on-one, or they can continue in a group. So there's ways to kind of market and get yourself known for not too expensive, but also for people to experience it, and then to find those people who want to go forward. And again, when I was first in this work, I was working with homeless people and you know, very sick people who didn't have any money, and I just gave it away because that's what I was doing. But I realized, you know, if I'm going to be able to sustain myself, I have to find some people that can afford these services.
Right.
And so just gradually through my own process of building my business, and networking, I started meeting people, and they paid enough for me to be able to continue to serve people that didn't have very much money.
Mm.
But there are people that have money and that have jobs that need support. In fact, sometimes they need more support because they're working really hard.
Right. Right. All right. That's very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any more questions? We're going to close. It's been almost an hour. Anybody else before we wrap up here?
Yes, this is Anita.
Hi, Anita.
Hi. I'm in Canada also. I'm actually in Toronto, Ontario. And I noticed that you mentioned the ICF.
Yes.
At the bottom. I'm actually going for my to be accredited on my first stage. And but my whole focus has been on health and wellness rather than, you know, there's career coaches and so on. So I do have experience. One thing that you've touched on areas that have been a concern all the way along for me, even though I'm getting accredited, because of just the awareness of coaching and that fine line, as people like to call it, between, let's say, therapy, and I'm using that word very loosely because there's social work, there's all kinds of different...
And kind of the expert.
Right, right. And I'm kind of battling that, and I do have a niche, and I have found that I actually have far more experience than the therapists, and I've actually worked with doctors and nurses, the experts. But because I've done it on a volunteer basis and now wanted to make it a career, thus going into coaching, I'm struggling with it. So what I guess my big question is how recognized is your name out there? Because it's getting that strength and making people aware. I don't even think the money, to be honest with you, like the last lady was asking, is the question, especially in health and wellness. Support is so important, and as you said, I could barely hear you. I do apologize. I've missed a great deal of it because it was gapping me. I don't think the money's an issue as much as I almost feel at times I become some kind of a threat with the therapist, because in Canada, when you have a health and wellness issue, a lot of times the therapy is covered. In the hospitals versus coaching, which is not. And so, you know, they are two very, and maybe I have something to offer the class by saying this, because I've just bombarded everyone with the coaching idea and got my name out there, but I'm still looking to grow and expand. I see that you're not ICF accredited necessarily, but there may be some richness to add to this, and another tool, obviously, that would go along with this. So I will send you an email to get some more information. But just to add to this, a therapist is a doctor, and they basically, how I've worded it, is they diagnose where and have you accept something and kind of get over it. Where in health and wellness, you're trying to maintain something, set goals, and move forward. And it is something different. It is very different than the therapy. And the people that you're creating a safe environment for someone to share, build a relationship, and accomplish their goals and move forward. And that safe environment is number one. So I guess, is that what your program's really focusing on? Because I had a really hard time hearing.
I'm sorry.
15 steps. No, that's okay. That's what I had a very, very, you kept gapping out, but obviously that's my line.
I hope so. I hope it's just one person's line.
Yeah, because it was almost like, you know, that gap when you have call waiting, you miss it. I miss large chunks there. So I'm
maybe you could listen to it again and see if it's that way when you listen to the recording, because I'll record this. This is being recorded.
Oh, that would be great. Okay.
Yeah.
So your program has 15 steps. Is this actually a tool? Because I know there's tools, obviously. I know there's tools in coaching that
yes.
we can use. So this is like a formulated tool.
We have the 15 powers are just built into the process, but the tools are the circle of life assessment, a readiness for change, a blueprint for success process, working with your intentions, and the mind-body self-care practices. And what I did with the doctors of my town, just to let you know, doctors and healthcare practitioners, as I said, you know,
you do the medicine and you have that, and what I do is help them to implement healthy living and how to really implement these healthcare strategies in their life. And so I was never a threat. I was always, the maintenance person. So I was never, I always hooked in with different medical people I wasn't taking from their job. I was actually just supporting doctors to stay holistic or to stay, have people get the time that they don't get in working with a doctor. Is I help them with their self-care and their self-responsibility and how to really integrate these practices and action steps into their life. And since I'm a coach, coaches give no advice. Coaches do not make any diagnosis. They know when to refer to other practitioners or health, experts or whatever. And our thing is just to help people to make a plan, to support them, to be encouraging, to find their inner answers, to find what motivates people, to support them in crafting a life that really works for them, celebrating their victories, and then finding the resources they need to move forward. So I was, I was never trying to take the role of any expertise. I'm a facilitator. In fact, for years, we called the Circle of Life not coaching me, to call it facilitation. When in our program and when we talk about it, we just give you terminology to speak with, like that sounds like you're doing already.
Yeah, no, I actually am, and I've named, actually I have a package already that I've put together, just as in answering questions, right? About what a coach does, and it's basically what you've said. I guess my niche, because it's become literally an epidemic, that's why they have the social workers who are trying to do, in essence, what a coach does. And so, and that's in Canada, because our healthcare system is very different from the U.S., right? So I guess that's part of it. It's educating people on the value of a coach and how to move forward. But my niche is diabetes. So,
wow.
Yeah, I've worked in a long time, but I mean, volunteer, I could do 60 hours a week. So I wanted to make it a career because it was just absolutely overwhelming, and I couldn't work and do that, right? Because I work with pregnant women, gestational, borderline, potential type 1, type 2 parents,
mm-hmm.
And people that have diabetics in their lives that they live with. So, and I've been doing that for 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why I'm just saying, this would maybe, the tools, by the way, everyone in the class, tools are absolutely fantastic because they really help identify and bring awareness to an individual. So I will be sending you an email for sure just to find out a little bit more about the tools and listening to this again, once again, where I don't have the gaps.
Good. That's great. And the Circle of Life, again, it's been around for a long time, but it's not like huge so it's really, I really want to always encourage everybody. My goal is to really have you get to the program that's really a right match for you. So it's really good to investigate all the different programs and then make a decision. So because that's my integrity, and we always just we're not really a big sales promoter organization. We're really wanting the people that come to our program to really feel like they've really, hit a gold mine, which we get just constant feedback about our program. And there's a lot of really different kinds of programs and trainings. So I always encourage people to find what's right for them, because there are some great programs out there and trainings depending on what your needs and goals are as a coach and as a facilitator. So any other questions before we wrap up? It's about time. We've got about one more minute. Any other quick questions? All right. Well, thank you all so much for your great questions and your interest and all the coaching potential that's right here. It's really exciting. Please contact me if you have more questions, and we will be having our training. If you're interested in teletraining, the Canadian training, we can let you know when those dates are. If you're from Canada, to let me know. I'll be putting out an email to see when the best time is. well, and thank you so much.
Rebecca,
thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.